Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Business Meeting will come to order July 2nd, 2025, 5 p.m. here in Pacific City, Oregon, at Kiawanda Community Center, Faye Jensen Room, meeting in person and virtually via Microsoft Teams. Rules of conduct, item two. All cell phones, pagers, and other mobile communication devices must be turned off or silenced for the duration of the meeting. All persons in attendance will remain quiet during the course of the meeting unless called upon to comment. Refrain from any behavior that disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting, to include shouting, booing, hissing, etc. Refrain from creating, provoking, or participating in any type of disturbance involving unwelcome physical contact. Be asked to leave the room to conduct side discussions and refrain from any speech of a political nature. We'll call the roll. Director Strotska?
Here.
Director Anderson?
Here.
Director Doyle?
Here.
Director Shoemaker?
Here.
All right. Item four, the oath of office.
We'll start with Luann, who's position one. You can read that top portion, and then we will have you sign this.
Hang on. Are we ready?
Yes.
I, Luann Anderson, in accordance with ORS 450.635, do hereby acknowledge and accept my election to the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, Tillamook County, Oregon, dated May 20th, 2025, as certified by the Tillamook County Elections Official, and I do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Oregon, and the laws and statutes thereof, and I promise to diligently discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, dated the second day of July, 2025.
Well, position one, so...
You'll sign that. You'll fill out this first line, print, sign, and your address.
Okay.
Now we can move on to Max.
This is for position,
he is position two.
We're ready?
Yes.
Max Shoemaker, being me, in accordance with ORS 450.635, do hereby acknowledge and accept my election to the Board of Directors of Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority of Tillamook, Oregon, dated May 20th, 2025, as certified by the Tillamook County Elections Office. And I do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of the American and the State of Oregon and the laws and statutes thereof, and I promise to diligently discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Directors of Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, dated this second day of July 2025.
Fantastic. If you could sign that.
Order.
Sign, or print, sign, address.
I'm going to go next.
Position four.
I, Dan Doyle, in accordance with ORS 450.635, do hereby acknowledge and accept my election to the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, Tillamook County, Oregon, dated May 20th, 2025, as certified by the Tillamook County Elections Official, and I do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Oregon and the laws and statutes thereof, and I promise to diligently discharge my duties as member of the Board of Directors of Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority as of second day, July 2025.
Sure.
That one for me also.
Right.
That was easy.
I feel left out. I don't get to do anything.
A couple years you can.
Congratulations, everyone. You all saw in our package the vote tallies for each of your positions. You're all just about the same.
Mm-hmm. I want to know who the write-ins were.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, they always have a Mickey Mouse or
something.
Okay, item, congratulations, everyone.
Thank you.
Item five, A, the June 10th, 2025 budget hearing minutes. Are there any additions or corrections?
I move the minutes of the June 10th, 2025 budget hearing be approved as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the budget hearing meeting minutes for June 10th, 2025. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item 5B, June 10th, 2025 business meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to that? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the business meeting minutes from June 10th, 2025 as presented.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes for the business meeting on June 10th, 2025. Any further comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item 5C, June 24, 2025 budget adoption meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes?
I move that we approve the budget adoption meeting minutes from June 24, 2025 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the budget adoption meeting minutes for June 24, 2025. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Financial report. Accounts payable for June 15th and June 30th of 2025. Are there any questions from the directors?
Oh, we have questions. Probably just points of clarification more than anything. We're waiting for the bills to all come in for the Kiwanda project, the emergency repairs and whatnot.
Yes.
And so I see Cascade Water Works was part of that. Looks like 13,000 something. And then there was, it looks like the contractor, can't think of their name now, Coastway.
Coastway.
Actually got a bill to you. That was paid.
Mm-hmm. We're just as surprised as you.
So it looks like everything's settled on that, unless you have some comment.
I believe so, unless we have a miscellaneous parts, but I think they've come through
by
now.
In.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
I see we made the big commercial loan payment.
Yes.
And so where are we on that? I mean,
we will have, that is our go bond. It'll be paid off June 2027.
June 1?
2027.
Okay. And that's just a yearly payment right there? Okay.
Yeah, every December we pay an interest payment. It's a 6-month interest payment.
Okay. But it's just one?
Just the year. One.
Okay.
So that's the interest payment was the $11,260?
Okay. Any other comments? On accounts payable. Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
Second. I move that the financial report for June 15th and June 30th, 2025 be approved as presented.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to approve the accounts payable for June 15th and June 30th, 2025. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. On our general ledger, are there any comments besides mine? I noticed that we're in interest this year from what we had guesstimated in our budget, that we're about $143,000 to date over what we guessed.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
I mean, I don't want to ever overestimate when we do the budget because the interest rate fluctuates so much. Right now, we're getting about 4.75%. I've seen it as low as 0.5. So there's been years where we've been under.
Still a good chunk of change.
Yeah,
still,
It's an error in the right direction.
Yes.
All righty. So there are no other comments on the financial report general ledger. We'll move on to the manager's report. John?
Thanks, Tom. I don't have a ton of stuff for you all. this month. We did finish the fiscal year with 6 water and 6 sewer system development fees paid. We had budgeted for 10. Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we're a little under. Sometimes we're a little over. That's how we finished the year. Also, on a different topic, you'll recall the discussions we had last month regarding the our new HR firm and utilizing them for their Advantage Plus program as well as the Employee Support Center program. I wanted to let everyone know that we are now enrolled in that Employee Support program. And our employees now have unlimited access to those services if any HR issues or concerns come up with any of our staff members. So, and we probably need to get something on the board.
Right.
You're writing it down so that our staff can refer to so that they know what number to call and so forth. So we'll want to advertise that availability to our staff. Circling back to what has been a topic of the manager's report for some time now, which is the unaccounted for water numbers. Those continue to be much improved. For the month of June, we're down to 11.5%.
Outstanding.
Which is well within industry standards. And what that tells me is that big water leak that we found and repaired last month was the primary culprit. So pleased to report the continued trend in the downward in a downward nature, and certainly hope that continues. Water leaks pop up all the time. We just had one last week, so that's just part of the game. And you know, our hope is that we just find them fast, get them repaired quickly, and make sure that as little of our water is going to waste as possible.
I have a question for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the leak detector found that major leak that was on River and wasn't Fisher?
Was it River? Riverview and Fisher.
Yep. Riverview and Fisher. So, do you actively look for hidden leaks, or is it pretty much, oh, that looks like that could be a leak?
Well,
I know you were looking for this bad boy.
Well, a lot of times leaks will present themselves, and oftentimes it's a customer that alerts us to it. Sometimes they're observed by the staff as they're doing their rounds and visiting our various facilities around town. But the third method is to actually use detection equipment, which is acoustic equipment. You're actually trying to listen for the sound of a leak, and then you try to pinpoint it. And we do, as we have time, we do go out and actively look for leaks that we're not aware of, and we don't know where they might be. I mentioned, even though our unaccounted for water was is down to 11.5%, that still means we have leaks in our system that have yet been undetected. And so we go out and we actively try to find those leaks with this equipment. We don't do it every day, but we generally try to get out there and do it several times a month as we have time. And in this case, it paid off. There's a number of ways that these get identified, but we know because our unaccounted for water is net zero, we know we still have leaks and we're still trying to find those. It doesn't appear as though they're very big leaks, and there's a good chance it's 10 different leaks, each contributing 1% instead of one contributing the whole 11%. And so we'll continue to look for those. Wanted to say too, I mentioned this before, still trying to get something scheduled. We're planning to hire a contractor to paint our wastewater holding tanks and digester basins. That's something we've been needing to do for a while. We feel at the authority, the same way I'm sure the board feels, that it's important to keep up appearances at our facilities. And this is one thing we want to do to improve the appearance of our wastewater treatment area plant facility. And it'll make a big difference. These basins have been needing fresh coat of paint for quite some time. So, and it's something we got to get done while the weather's cooperating, right? Which is a pretty short window in this neck of the woods. So we will be moving forward with that just as soon as we can get something scheduled. The last thing I wanted to mention on the manager's report is there's nothing really to report about the staff this month. But I did want to mention that we do have two staff members that are attending their commercial driver's license classes as we speak. So you recall I went into some detail about how the rules have changed, and it is so much more work to get a commercial driver's license these days, including about a month, I think it's 4 weeks, of classroom on-hands training, and two of our employees are currently engaged in that training.
Well, that's good, though, because of the new truck.
Yeah.
So has there been any negative impact on scheduling with that happening?
It's a challenge, you know, when we're down two staff members, especially since one of them is somebody that usually covers one of our two weekend days. So that requires other folks to step in and to take up the slack. And the good news is you know, we're a pretty tight, cohesive team. People realize that they may have to cover for somebody now, but somebody will probably have to cover for them later. So it does pose some challenges, but we're getting through those and, you know, just keeping an eye on scheduling to make sure we have adequate coverage every day of the week. Other than that, that's all I have for the manager's report, Tom.
Okay. Just want to make just one comment here in reference to our new HR consultants. Our meeting this morning, there were some comments made among the board about updating our current evaluation form, and I had a conversation with Luann after the meeting, and she volunteered her services to work on that. So we'll put it on the agenda for next month. We'll form a committee to look over and tweak that form for the future.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And on a related note, Dan and I had a conversation after the meeting, and I'm going to take a stab at bringing our authority manager job description up to speed and making sure, obviously I've got a pretty good handle on the expectations and the workloads and the job duties, so I think it makes sense for me to take a first attempt to revise that, and I will bring it to the board for either approval or comment, and we can get that a little more perfected as well.
Good. Thank you. All right. Next item of business is unfinished business, and we have nothing on the agenda for that. Moving on to number 9, new business. We have to appoint now a new board secretary. Do we appoint or elect at this point?
I think we nominate somebody and hope they accept.
Oh, very much.
I will say there's not a lot of
to do with that.
Extra work involved with it.
I know.
So,
I'm kind of busy myself.
So I don't want to scare anybody away. There's really not a lot of effort involved with that additional role.
So for Max's benefit, Tom is chair, I'm vice chair, Luann is
nothing.
Treasurer.
Nothing. Nope, oh, just a director. Yeah.
Just a director.
But she used to be.
No,
just a director.
We only have three officers.
I don't think
Anne was a secretary.
Oh,
yeah, there is.
No, there isn't a treasurer.
We don't have a treasurer.
No.
Okay.
So that leaves three possibilities.
So I nominate Luann to be secretary.
I second that nomination.
Would you be willing to
serve? I don't have a problem with it. That's fine.
Okay. Anybody else interested in the job?
Guys,
you only have to sign something twice.
Do we need a motion for that, do you think?
Yes.
I nominated.
She made a nomination. We've got a second.
Okay.
Then we can vote.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second to appoint Luann, Director Anderson as the new board secretary. Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Ms. Secretary.
Great.
Okay, item 9B, Oregon Coast Bank signatory change.
We need to make a motion to remove Ann from the Oregon Coast Bank signatories and add Max.
Okay.
You want to do it?
No.
I have a question before. If we've already signed, we don't need to sign again.
Everybody's got to sign again.
After the next meeting, when the minutes are approved.
Yeah, we'll make the motion now. Minutes will get approved at the August meeting. Then the bank gets the minutes. They'll let me know.
I have to sign.
Signature card's ready. Then I'll let you know and you can go to the bank.
John and I have to sign. They have to see a signed copy of the minutes that it was. Their rules are a little archaic. Let's put it that way. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we remove Ann Price from signatory on the
Oregon Coast Bank
account.
And add Max.
And add Max. Okay.
I have a motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to remove Ann Price as a signatory on our bank accounts at the Oregon Coast Bank, and to add Director Shoemaker to that signatory account. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
That was difficult.
That was tough.
Okay, last item under new business is our mobile pump purchase. Wow, that's expensive pump.
It is. It's a big pump.
Is this the one that we're going to buy because we had to rent one because of the emergency?
Well, there's a number of reasons. We've been wanting one of these for a while. If we ever have to bypass a lift station, like we just had to at Kiwanda, our Kiwanda lift station, we need a pump like this to accomplish this.
Can we attach it to our new truck or one of our other vehicles?
Well, it's a mobile pump on wheels, it's on a little trailer. It's a good size pump. It's a 6-inch pump, those don't come cheap. But we feel like we need the capacity. This will do any number of things for us. If we need to take our flow equalization basin offline at the wastewater treatment plant, we can do it with a pump like this.
What's our
our flow equalization basin? It's the basin where the wastewater initially comes into. It's an open basin that will allow the flow from that basin into our SVR system to have no flow or pressure fluctuations.
That's the digesters you're talking about, your SVRs?
The digesters are part of the treatment process, but there are digesters and basins that we occasionally should take out of service. The one I'm thinking about in particular is our flow equalization basin. We've got air diffusers in that because we aerate the basin. Those haven't been inspected or serviced in a long time. because we haven't, we're not in a position to be able to take that out of service because we don't have a way to bypass it. A pump like this would allow us to do that. A pump like this, as I say, will allow us to bypass any one of our lift stations, including our airport lift station, which is a significantly large lift station. And for any number of emergency purposes, large maintenance projects, a pump like this would come in very handy. And in fact, in some emergencies, it'll flat out save our bacon. There's no doubt about it.
So it's a good piece of equipment to have on hand.
Good piece of equipment to have on hand. And there's a whole slew of possible uses for it. It's been something on our wish list for a while. We did budget for it this year. The part of the expense on this is not just the pump, but it's the discharge and suction lines, the fittings that are required for that. Once you get into 6-inch fittings and 6-inch pipe and hoses, you begin to start seeing some significant expense. So the pump itself is, I believe, about 70 to 75, and all the fittings that we need to connect and disconnect the pump are about another 20. But it is something we budgeted for. It is something that we've often wished we've had and will have need for in the future. And I would ask the board to approve the purchase.
What kind of a warranty here have we got on it? Is it a guaranteed for a certain number of years?
Yeah, well, and one nice thing about this pump is it's manufactured by Xylem, which is the same company that we've standardized all our other pumps with. We're going to have it on a maintenance plan.
Okay.
And it does have a warranty. As long as we stay on the maintenance plan, it'll be a pretty substantial guarantee.
So just to clarify, this isn't like a Vactor pump. This is like a regular water pump.
This is a centrifugal pump.
Diesel driven pump.
And it is, yes, it is a large centrifugal pump. And
the gallons per hour, gallons per minute is all within your spec that you need.
Yes. You know, in some cases we could get by with a 4. In other cases, we would really benefit by the larger 6-inch size. We don't want to buy 2, so we would like to just get one that will serve all our foreseeable needs.
And when you mentioned that the pump is built by the company that standardization within the district, the vendor, does that lock us into one vendor that's is going to bid the whole package, or are there other vendors that use that pump and could bid as well?
Well, no, this is a proprietary pump, and we have now standardized almost universally the whole system with the same types of pumps. In those cases, those are all flight pumps, which are the submersible style of pump. This is a big mobile utility pump. It's not a flight. It's a Godwin, but it's made by the same company, and they can service it during their service calls, just like they service all their other pumps.
It's a local pump, but a local company.
Well, Flight's a huge company. Flight is worldwide.
But their vendor is in Portland, or?
Yeah, I think they have one in Portland. I think they have one in Eugene. I also think they have one in Salem. But there's somebody that we are in contact with frequently, somebody that's on site frequently, and somebody that has local representation.
So the question I have, having sold power units, generators, and engines, if I had a customer that only wanted my product, then I would tend to probably not have to compete as hard in a bid-structured environment. So how do you leverage the best we can get for our money to a vendor that understands that we want his product.
Well, the other side of the coin is knowing what a good customer we are, and we've standardized with their products. They always treat us very fairly and very well.
Okay.
Is there a set price on the pump, or you got a bid on it?
It's a set price.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Well, I hope you can understand my curiosity.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, it's a significant expenditure, yes. And I'd be asking the same questions.
Yeah. So other brands with similar capacities, are there other vendors that might be able to do the same thing? I'm trying to figure out a way is why not going through we did not go through a bid process, but this is a proprietary purchase.
It is, and you know, I'm claiming sole source on it because of we can pull it into our maintenance agreements that we currently have with the company, the same technicians, the same company. There are certainly other brands and other distributors that make similar pumps. Godwin has an impeccable reputation for quality. I've used Godwin pumps before. Leonard has experience with Godwin pumps. And not only is it a good brand, and for what it is, I think a fair price, we get the added benefit of dealing with one supplier, one rep for all of our pumps. And we feel like there's a lot of benefit to that.
Your professional opinion is we ought to purchase this.
I wouldn't come to the board if I didn't feel good about it.
Okay.
The one comment I guess I have, because when it comes to negotiations and whatnot, I think I'm pretty good. Can we get the maintenance agreement covered for 1 or 2 years with the package or anything they can give us?
It's possible. I've already twisted their arm into providing a couple of free fittings for us.
Okay.
You know, I dangled that carrot in front of them, and they did agree. So, okay. So we did do a little bit of bargaining, and to try to get the best deal we could, and we asked them to throw in both the connectors, the fittings that mate directly with the discharge and the suction lines. And those are significantly expensive items, and they agreed to throw those in for the cost.
Just curious, when they do maintenance, can they do the maintenance in one fell swoop, like one day? Can they do the maintenance on the other stuff as well as this pump?
No, we've got far too many. It would take probably the better part of a week to service all of our pumps.
Okay. It usually comes and stays for the week.
Yeah.
Shows up at 7 a.m. leaves at 5, like we do.
You know, he can get probably 8 or 10 of them done a day, but we've got much more than that. And it's not just our lift stations, it's our pumps in our digesters at the wastewater treatment plants and so forth. Actually, I think the only two pumps that we will have that are not standardized at this point is the raw water and finished water pumps at Horn Creek. They're vertical turbine pumps. They're a whole different animal, and they're a different make and model. But yeah, it would take we've got enough of these, Dan. It would take a week to service them all.
So I think it's really important that we are responsible to our consumers and handle their money well and do a good job with that. But I think it's also important that we get quality products that are well taken care of, that John feels comfortable with, and that the suppliers are responsible and do a good job for us. So I would be in support of going ahead with this particular purchase.
Yeah, we're not talking about paper clips here. We're talking about
big bucks.
Pretty significant.
Right.
But it's part of it, and it was budgeted for this new year.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
At this time, if there aren't any further comments or questions for John about this purchase, I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion that John proceeds with the mobile pump purchase from, what's the vendor's name?
Xylem.
Xylem Manufacturing, and we proceed with that purchase.
Second.
I'll second.
It has to be, we have to put in the exact amount of money.
Yeah, I think, usually, yeah, we probably need to make that part of the motion.
I just figured it was 100 grand.
According to their bid.
$91,848.50.
Okay.
So change the wording there.
How much was it?
$91,848.50.
$91,848.50.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the purchase of a mobile pump assembly.
6-inch.
6-inch from Xylem Manufacturing for the price of $91,848.50.
Second.
All right. You second?
No, Max did.
Max second? Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to purchase Xylem 6-inch pump, mobile pump, for $91,848.50. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approved.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, item number 10, guest questions and comments. I would like to point out we have Tim is online. I didn't notice when he did come online.
He came on at 5:03.
Pardon?
5:03.
Oh, thank you. Are there any comments or anything from our guests? Hearing none, our chair or director comments is item 11. I'd like to welcome Max Shoemaker as our new director for position number 4, and the re-election of Director Doyle and Director Anderson. Thank you for your service to your community, everyone.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I was just going to say, I thought the meeting this morning went well with the HR. She was very helpful, and I think she'll be good to work with.
Yeah, I think she will. I think the whole company will be good to work with, and apologize for the technical difficulties,
It happens.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think it's going to be beneficial for us, for you, for our employees. So
I agree.
I think it's going to be good.
Have the employees been notified about the new HR access?
Well, not yet. But we just...
I made a note.
Yeah, we just basically signed off on it yesterday. Today.
Yeah, I got the bill today. So.
Yeah.
Okay. It is now 5...
One more. So it seems like last summer, didn't we have a staff employee picnic and a chance for them to meet, directors meet and greet and stuff.
Are we gonna, already?
Well, Christmas time and summertime. Are we going to do that again this summer?
We are. I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to. I think it's a really good thing. And it seemed to me that the staff really appreciated having the directors there and
Where was it held?
At the plant.
Do you feel that that's a good environment to have something like that?
Yeah, because they still have to work, and they said to come in and out.
You mean because it's a wastewater sewer plant?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking it was more of an after-hours get-together kind of thing.
It's a lunch hour.
I would not want to be at work to do that. I would want to go out somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's a lunch thing. We take a little longer for lunch. We kind of do a potluck type of thing. We called last summer our first annual board staff
Board picnic? Staff, that doesn't sound good. Board staff. Staff and board.
Staff and board picnic. And, you know, I would definitely like to make that an annual tradition. So let's, we will put a date in the calendar. At this point, it'll probably be sometime in August.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the calendar. We got a lot of people taking vacation.
Yeah, and we want as many people there as possible.
Yeah, it'll have to be a Wednesday, because that's when we have our full staff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you emcee something like that? I mean,
I hate to use the term emcee, but, I think...
Just to make introductions.
Yeah, I think last time we had introductions, and I asked everybody in the room, we went around the room, and I asked everybody to... tell everybody else a little something about themselves. Mm-hmm. And we learned a lot about the board and even the staff I work with every day just by asking them to take a few minutes to do that. And I can tell you, I thought the staff enjoyed it. The staff appreciated the opportunity to rub elbows with the board a little bit, it's really a good thing, because you know the board supports the staff, and the staff knows that, and the staff is very appreciative, and it just seemed to go really well, and I think that especially with new board members, I think that that's something we should definitely do. So we will. Maybe a couple of potential dates.
Yeah, I'll email you those.
And we will let everybody know and see if we can get a consensus, and we'll get something on the calendar.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's now 5:41. This meeting is adjourned.
Is this a record that we've done so far?
It's pretty dang close.
You're going to have to do a better job of bringing more issues.
Well, you know, if...
just met.